ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹா. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹா. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் தேர்ட் சாப்டர் தேர்ட் பாதா. சர்வ வேதாந்த பிரத்யய அதிகரணம். சர்வ வேதாந்த பிரத்யம் சோதனாத்ய விசேஷாத் வேதான்னேதி சேத் நைகஸ்யாமபி ஸ்வாத்யாயஸ்ய ததாத்வே நஹி சமாச்சார அதிகாரஸ்ச சவவச்ச தத்நியமஹ தர்ஷயதி ச. உபசம்ஹாராதிகரணம். உபசம்ஹாரஹ அர்த்தா வேதாத் விதிசேஷவத் சமானே ச. அன்யதாத்வாதிகரணம். அன்யதாத்வம் சப்தாத் இதி சேத் ந அவிசேஷாத் நவா பிரகரணபேதாத் பரோபரியஸ்த்வாதிவத் சஞ்ஞாதஸ்சேத் ததுக்தம் அஸ்தித்து ததபி. வியாப்த்யதிகரணம். வியாப்தேஸ்ச சமஞ்சசம். சர்வாபேதாதிகரணம். சர்வாபேதாத் அன்யத்ரேமே. ஆனந்தாத்யாதிகரணம். ஆனந்தாதயஹ பிரதானஸ்ய. பிரியசிரஸ்துவாதி அப்ராப்தி உபச்சய அபச்சயௌஹி பேதே இதரேது அர்த்தசாமான்யாத். ஆத்யானாதிகரணம். ஆத்யானாய பிரயோஜனாபாவாத் ஆத்மசப்தச்ச. ஆத்மகிரஹீத்யதிகரணம். ஆத்மகிரஹீதிஹி இதரவத் உத்தராத். அன்வயாதிதி சேத் சியாத் அவதாரணாத். வி ஆர் தி எய்த் அதிகரணம் கன்சிஸ்டிங் ஆஃப் டூ சூத்ராஸ் கால்ட் ஆத்ம கிரஹீதி அதிகரணம். அண்ட் வி செட் திஸ் சூத்ரா இஸ் இன்டர்பிரட்டட் இன் டூ டிஃபரெண்ட் வேஸ் பை சங்கராச்சாரியா. தட் இஸ் த 17th சூத்ரா ஆஃப் தி தேர்ட் பாதா ஆஃப் தேர்ட் சாப்டர் 376th ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. அன்வயாதிதி சேத் சியாத் அவதாரணாத். So we have seen the first interpretation in the last class, and in that the adhikaranam is taken as an analysis of Aitareya Upanishad, establishing that the Aitareya Upanishad talks about Atma Vidya only, and the Atma occurring in the beginning of the Upanishad, namely Atma va idameka evagra aset nanyat kinchana mishate. Atma refers to the Mukhya Atma, Paramatma only, and not Hiranyagarbha, as some people might doubt. So we gave several arguments in favor of that. And the first argument that we gave is, the very word Atma primarily refers to the Mukhya Atma only, Paramatma. Hiranyagarbha is only a secondary meaning, and therefore one should take the primary meaning only. And then the Atma is taken as the creator of the universe with mere visualization. And therefore the word Atma should refer to the primary creator, that is Paramatma. Hiranyagarbha is only a secondary creator, a delegated creator, and not a primary creator. And the expression Ekam Eva Advitiyam, and also Atmai Vedamagra Asit Purushavidaha, all those mantras, Atma alone was there without Sajatiyam, Vijatiyam, Swagata Bedaha. So that indicates that it is Paramatma only. And later in the Anupravesha Shruti also we mentioned, after creating all the bodies, Paramatma himself entered it in the body as Jivatma. So this Anupravesha Shruti indicates Paramatma only. Hiranyagarbha is not associated with Anupravesha. In fact, Hiranyagarbha himself is considered to be a Jiva only. That is the question of the Jiva, Hiranyagarbha entering the Sharira. Therefore, Anupravesha also reveals this idea. And after Anupravesha, the Upanishad says that the same Jivatma discovered that I am the Paramatma. And if Hiranyagarbha had done Anupravesha, then the Jivatma's discovery would have been what? I am Hiranyagarbha only. Therefore, the later discovery that I am Paramatma also reveals that Paramatma alone has entered as Jivatma in the Anupravesha. And later in the third chapter, there is a clear analysis of the Atma, and the Aitareya Upanishad says, Atma is available in the form of Sakshi Chaitanyam, Samjnanam, Ajnanam, Vijnanam, Prajnanam. So Atma is in the form of Chaitanyam, in the third chapter of Aitareya. And this also gives a clue, because Paramatma alone obtains in every Antakaranam as Chaitanyam. We don't say Hiranyagarbha obtains as Chaitanyam, and later the Upanishad, Aitareya Upanishad says, this Atma alone appears in the form of everything, Sarvatma Bhavaha. Yesha Brahma, Yesha Indraha, Yesha Prajapatihi, Imani Sarvani Bhutani. So this Sarvatma Bhava was indicated. And that also fits in the Paramatma alone and not Hiranyagarbha. And to cap it all, finally the Upanishad uses the word Atma, which is the Prajnanam, is none other than Brahman. Prajnanam Brahma. The Mahavakyam also confirms that. So Atma is equal to Prajnanam, is equal to Brahma. That should refer to Paramatma only and not Hiranyagarbha. And there is only one question that can arise. That is, if Atma is the creator, why did not the Upanishad talk about the Pancha Bhuta Shrishti, which is the convention? Conventionally, when they talk about Srishti, they talk about Pancha Bhuta Srishti only first. Because the Upanishad starts with Loka Srishti here, without talking of Pancha Bhuta Srishti. Because the general order of creation is Bhuta Srishti, then Loka Srishti. So why that order? Because all the Lokas are combination of the Pancha Bhutas only. Therefore, all the Lokas are only Bhaudikam. Therefore, after Bhuta Srishti, Bhautika Srishti should come. But Aitareya Upanishad, skipping the Bhuta Srishti, therefore the doubt comes, for which our answer is, the Upanishad is never consistent with respect to the order of creation. Upanishad never is consistent with the order of creation. The Upanishad is not particular about that consistency at all. Upanishad is only particular that the Paramatma is the creator. And therefore, that should not be taken as a serious issue. And we have seen this before also. Sometimes there is Krama Srishti. Krama Srishti means order. Sometimes there is Akrama Srishti. Akrama Srishti, not the third Krama. Akrama Srishti means not in order. So sometimes there is Vyutkarma Srishti. So Krama Srishti means creation in a clean order. For example, Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Apaha, Prithivi, Oshadayaha, Annam, so all that. There are such creations. And Akrama Srishti means sometimes the order is not maintained. For example, Etasma Jayate Pranaha, Manasarvendriyani cha, Kham Vayur Jyotirapaha, Prithivi Vishvasya Dharini. The creation is given in a reverse order here. First Prana is created, then Panjabhutas. Etasma Jayate Pranaha, Manasarvendriyani cha. Then come Vayur Jyotirapaha, Prithvi Vishwasya Dharini later. So which is a clean reversal of the order. Because the order should have been Pancha Bhutas and then Prana. But the Upanishad does not bother. And there are some places where the Upanishad does not accept or mention an order at all. And it only says, Idagum Sarvam Asrijata, which means the simultaneous creation of everything. Just as in the dream, what do? We project in the dream, father and son projected simultaneously. Normally the father should be projected first and the son should come maybe after 20-25 years. But we find in Mithya Srishti, we don't find an order. All things are simultaneously projected in dream. Similarly, Bhagavan creates everything simultaneously. Idagum sarvam asrijata yaditam kincha satyatyaccha bhavat niruktancha niruktancha nilayanancha nilayanancha Taittiriya Upanishad. Therefore, what is such a srishti? It is akrama srishti only. It is simultaneous srishti, yugapada srishti. It is called instantaneous srishti. Okay, why are we discussing all this here? Therefore, in Aitareya Upanishad also, it is not very particular about the order. If you are very much enamored by the Panchabodha Srishti, you can insert that. Just as in Chandogya Upanishad, only three elements are mentioned, if you remember, in Srishti: Agni, Jalam, and Prithvi only. And we inserted Akasha Srishti and Vayu Srishti. Similarly, here also, you can supply. This should not be a major issue. And finally, we will add one more point also and complete the first interpretation. Namely, the Purvapakshi said that the word Atma has a meaning of Hiranyagarbha also. And in support of such an interpretation, he quoted Brihadaranyaka Upanishad Mantra 1.4.1, known as the Purusha Veda Brahmana. Atmai Vedam Agra Asit, that is the mantra. And as you know, the convention of naming in Brihadaranyaka, instead of sections, it is called Brahmana. Whereas in Chandogya, it is called Khanda. So here, in that mantra, Atma is taken as Hiranyagarbha and Purvapakshi as, why can't we take that meaning here also? Atma is taken as Hiranyagarbha. And Shankaracharya answers that in that particular Brahmanam section, we have enough supporting evidence to show that Atma is Hiranyagarbha only. And it is an exceptional, rare case. And we have enough supporting evidence to prove that it is a rare case also, wherein Atma means Hiranyagarbha in that particular context. So what are the supporting evidences there? The first evidence is, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 1.4.1, Atmai Vedam Agra Asit Purusha Vidaha, in that mantra, it is said, there was Atma of the form of Manushya. Manushya Akara, form of Manushya. A particular form is highlighted, whereas original Atma is what? No form, Nirakaraha. Here the Upanishad mentions some kind of Akara, some kind of form. Therefore, the word Atma must refer to Hiranyagarbha only and not Mukhya Nirakara Atma Paramatma. And later it is said in the same Brahmanam that Atma, the Hiranyagarbha, attained that position because of the Punya Upasanas. Voshati Havai Shatam Yosmat Purvo Bubushati Tasmat Purushaha. That Atma got the name Purusha because Atma got the position by following the sadhana of Upasana. If Atma is a position reached by Upasana, that cannot be definitely Paramatma. If Atma is a position reached by Upasana, how it can be Paramatma? Paramatma does not get Paramatma's position by doing Punya Karmas. But Hiranyagarbha gets his position of Hiranyagarbha by doing Punya Karma. Therefore, also the word Atma in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad chapter 1-4 section must mean Hiranyagarbha only. And again, later it is said, the Atma got frightened. So bibhet tasma dekha ki bibheti sahaya mikshan chakre yen madan yen nasti kasmanu bibhemiti tata evasya bhayam viyaya kasmad abheshate dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. If it is referring to Paramatma, can Paramatma have fear? Can the one who has fear be called Paramatma? Therefore, fear indicates Hiranyagarbha only. Because Hiranyagarbha gets fear, and then Ishvara teaches Brahma Vidya to Hiranyagarbha. We saw all that thing in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And later again it is said, we will say one more evidence also, and we will stop this discussion, and we will go to the second interpretation. Later it was said that Hiranyagarbha felt lonely, very lonely. And he needed a companion. Savai naivareme tasma dekha ki naramate sadvitiyam aichate. So what did Hiranyagarbha do? He divided, there is no other person. So he divided himself into two forms. Manu and Shatarupa. Of course, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad does not name them. But the commentators, they name them as Manu and Shatarupa, a male form and a female form. These are all aside topics. But what is relevant for us? loneliness is mentioned here. Remember, Paramatma never creates out of loneliness. That it refers to only Hiranyagarbha alone. But here in Aitireya Upanishad, because of the set clues, the clues mentioned, Atma should refer to Paramatma only. This is the summary or the first interpretation that we saw in the last class. Now let us go to the second interpretation, the Dvitiya Varnaka. This is Brahma Sutra's tale. In Brahma Sutra, when different interpretations are given, they classify them as different Varnakas. This is an idiom. Therefore, we have to re-study both the sutras because it's a different interpretation. And we have to give new meaning to the first sutra and also the second sutra. And in this second interpretation, we do not take Aitireya Upanishad, but we take the sixth chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, Sashtadhyaya, and also Brahadaranyaka Upanishad, fourth chapter. Aitireya Upanishad discussion is over. And the doubt is whether the same Brahma Vidya is taught in both Upasana Upanishads or something else. That is the doubt, both in Brahadaranyaka and Chandogya. It's the same Upasana or not, same Vidya or not, Brahma Vidya. So Vidya Veda Abheda Vicharaha is the subject. So here also, we have to heavily lean on the text of the Upanishad. So this is also a textual analysis. So first Brahadaranyaka Upanishad, chapter 4. In that two sections, the third section and the fourth sections, they are important sections. And these are Brahmanams. In the Brahadaranyaka language, the section is called the Brahmanam, as I mentioned. So the third section is called Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam, one of the very important Brahmanams. And the fourth Brahmanam is called Shariraka Brahmanam. That is also very important Brahman in the whole Brahadaranyaka Upanishad. And many important mantras are there. Here the teacher talks about Atma as Avastatraya Sakshi, self-effulgent consciousness, Swayam Jyoti Atma. And based on this alone, Shankaracharya writes a Vedanta in one shloka. Eka shloki Vedanta. Kim jyotistava bhanumana hanimem ratrau pradipadikam syadevam ravidipa darshana vidau kim jyotirakhyahimem chakrustasya nimilanadi samaye kim dhirdhiyo darshane kim tatraham ato bhavan paramakam jyotistatasmi prabho. I am the Swayam Jyoti Atma. That is all it is. And this is revealed as Avastatraya Sakshi in the third Brahmana. Later, the very same topic is continued in the fourth Brahmana also, Shariraka Brahmana. And here, the Aikyam of the Atma with Paramatma is finally revealed. The Avastatraya Sakshi, Jivatma, is none other than Paramatma, that is proved here. Sava yesha mahan aja atma ajaraha amaraha amrutaha abhayo brahma abhayam vai brahma abhayagam hi vai brahma bhavati ya evam veda. This is the conclusion of the Shariraka Brahmana. So the teaching starts from Brahadaranyaka Upanishad fourth chapter, third section, third Brahmana, seventh mantra, and it is completed in the fourth chapter, fourth section, 25th, the last mantra. The number mantra that I read is the 25th mantra of the fourth section, which says, Sava yeshaha mahan ajaha atma, and then ajaraha amaraha amrtaha abhayam brahma. That means what? This avastatraya sakshi chaitanyam is none other than brahma. All these other things, attributes will not fit if it is Hiranyagarbha. Thus, Jivatma Vicharam, Paramatma Vicharam, Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam. All these are discussed. This Atma Vidya is found in these two Brahmanas. This much is enough for the Brahadaranyaka Upanishad chapter 4 discussion. Now let us come to I'm in support of the second interpretation. Now let us come to the Chandogya Upanishad, sixth chapter. This alone is a confusing portion for the Purvapakshi. Because in Chandogya, sixth chapter, The teaching begins with mantra 6.2.1, 6th chapter, 2nd section, 1st mantra. Sadeva saumya idamagra asit. And the doubt here is what? Whether Chandogya Upanishad chapter 6 deals with Atma Vidya or not is the question. Because the word Atma is not used, but the word Sat is used. Sadeva, Satyeva, Saumya, Idem, Agre, Asit. So Sat is used, but not the word Atma is used. And the word Sat means existence. And the Purvapakshi's doubt is, existence cannot be equated to Atma. Because the word existence refers to an abstract noun, satta. And the abstract noun refers to a common property or generality, like table-ness, chair-ness, etc. And being an abstract noun, the generality, it cannot exist as an independent entity. Just as, for example, man-ness cannot be a substance. Chair-ness cannot be a substance. Man can be a substance, but man-ness cannot be a substance. It is called satta-samanya in Sanskrit, generality. And that is why when we say Brahman is existence, people get confused. Because we know an existent clip or a watch, for example, and existent here is an adjective, existent clip. Existent is an adjective associated with the noun clip. And this adjective existent with so many nouns. And this adjective, if you make it as an abstract noun, existent is a property of clip. An existent man, existent table, all the existence, like what? The human hood, the table hood. So existence cannot be a thing. In fact, the same problem applies with respect to consciousness also. When I use the word consciousness, what does one understand? A conscious man, a conscious animal, a conscious tree. And the word conscience, we have been understanding it as a property rather than a substance. And when you take the abstract noun of the property, like blueness, tallness, and all that, that abstract noun can never refer to a substance, like manness, all that we said. So also, consciousness is the abstract noun of the adjective conscious, and it cannot be a substance. It is their argument. Therefore, the word sat refers to satta samanyam, and satta samanyam is not a dharmi, a dravyam. It is only dravya ashrita dharmaha. And they use this term, this language is used in Tarkashastra. Dravya ashrita dharmaha. Therefore, Chandogya Upanishad is not talking about Atma as an entity, but talks about some general property called existence, which is associated with every substance. This is the confusion in Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter. And what are we going to do to establish these two adhikaranams? We will establish that the existence in Vedanta is not an abstract noun derived from an adjective or a property, but it is totally different. The existence in Vedanta is not an abstract noun derived from an adjective or a property, but it is totally different. Then what is existence in Vedanta? If you remember the 5 points, normally I say that whenever I talk about Atma, the 5 points about Atma, what are we generally in, what are those? Number one, existence in Vedanta is not a part, product, or property of any substance. Atma is not a property, part, or product of any substance. Number two, the existence in Vedanta is an independent entity which pervades. Now we should learn to understand the word existence as a noun. It's an independent entity which pervades and lends existence to every substance. In Dakshinamurti Sotram, Acharya says, yes, yaivas puranam sadatmakam asat kalpartakam bhasate. సాక్షాత్ తత్వమసీతి వేద వచస యో బోధయత్యాశ్రితాన్ యత్ సాక్షాత్కరణాద్ భవేన్న పునరావృత్తిర్భవాంభో నిధౌ తస్మై శ్రీ గురుమూర్తయే నమ ఇదం శ్రీ దక్షిణామూర్తయే. యస్యైవ స్ఫురణం సదాత్మకం అసత్కల్పార్థకం భాసతే. సో ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇన్ వేదాంత ఇస్ అన్ ఇండిపెండెంట్ ఎంటిటీ విచ్ పర్వేడ్స్ అండ్ లెర్న్స్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ టు ఎవ్రీ సబ్స్టెన్స్. అండ్ ద థర్డ్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇన్ వేదాంత ఈస్ నాట్ లిమిటెడ్ బై ద బౌండరీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సబ్స్టెన్స్. అండ్ ఫోర్త్ ఫ్యాక్టర్ ఈస్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇన్ వేదాంత కంటిన్యూస్ టు సర్వైవ్ ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ ద సబ్స్టెన్స్ గెట్స్ డెస్ట్రాయిడ్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ వెన్ ద పాట్ ఇస్ డెస్ట్రాయిడ్, పాట్ అలోన్ గోస్ అండ్ ద ఈస్నెస్ విచ్ వాస్ ఇన్ ద పాట్ సర్వైవ్స్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ద ట్రూత్ ఆర్ రియాలిటీ. యాక్చువల్లీ భాష్యకర శంకరాచార్య he brings this out very nicely in the nasato vidyate bhashyam bhagavad gita. Nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate satah ubhayo ravidrushtantah tvanayostat tadashibhi. So the existence in Vedanta is surviving existence, is not recognizable, not because it is absent but because it is not manifest. Be medium being absent. So the medium here is part, part nama rupa, name form, which manifests existence. Therefore in Vedanta, Sat is an entity and it is not an abstract noun derived from a property or adjective. These are all very, very fundamental points in Vedanta. Consciousness is the ultimate thing and it is not an adjective derived samanyam. This is the general introduction to this adhikarana. Now let us do the general analysis of the first sutra. Here Vyasacharya says that the word sat refers to atma only. It is not a property or adjective or abstract noun, even though we use the word existent as an adjective. Existent as an adjective. Vidyaranya says in Panchadashi, seeing the existence which is a noun as adjective, he calls it ajnana. And when one converts the adjectival existence into noun existence, one has understood Vedanta. When you convert the adjectival existence into noun existence, then one has understood Vedanta. What is the proof for that? Vyasacharya says, continue to read the 6th chapter of Chandogya. Don't stop with that. Don't stop with Sadeva Saumyedamagrasit. If you read later, what it says? Aitadatmyam idagum sarvam tat satyam sa atma tattvamasi shvetaketo. Saha, that existence which I introduce. Saha refers to that. The existence which I introduce is none other than Atma, Saha Atma. And therefore, the 6th chapter of Chandogya is talking about Atma only, and therefore it is Atma Vidya only. That was the question, if you remember. So, the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 4th chapter and Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter are Eka Vidya, same Vidya, Atma Vidya only, and therefore it is also Atma Vidya. Therefore, guna upasamhara, that using that nyaya, gunas upasamhara nyaya can be applied. So both are same. Now we will go to the word analysis of Sutra 16. Atma grihitihi. Paramatma is to be understood by the word sat in Chandogya 6.2.1 that we have to supply. Paramatma is to be understood. Atma grihitihi. Itaravat means as in the case of the other. Other here, we have to remember as Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, 3rd section, 7th mantra. If you remember, Katama Atmeti Yoyam Vijnanamayaha Praneshu Hridyantar Jyotihi Vijnanamayaha Praneshu Hridyantar Jyotihi Purushaha Purushasya Samanaha Sannubhav Lokav Anusancharati Dhyaya Dhyaya Dhyayayativa లేలాయతీవ సహి స్వప్నో భూత్వేమం లోకం అతిక్రామతి మృత్యో రూపాణి. దట్ ఇస్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది 4.3.7. దట్ ఇస్ ది 7th మంత్రా, 3rd సెక్షన్, 4th చాప్టర్. ఇతరవత్ అబృదారణ్యక. ఇతరవత్, ఇతరవత్ మీన్స్ నెక్స్ట్ సెంటెన్స్. ఉత్తరాత్, ఉత్తరాత్ మీన్స్ దిస్ ఇస్ నోన్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఫాలోయింగ్ పోర్షన్, దట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ చాందోగ్య 6.8.7. దట్ ఈ రెడ్ కలిగారు. దిస్ ద వర్డ్ అనాలిసిస్. నౌ లెట్స్ లుక్ అట్ ది సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్స్. ఆత్మగృహీతి, ఆత్మగృహీతి, గృహీతి అండర్స్టాండింగ్, గ్రాస్పింగ్. గృహీతి మీన్స్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్, గ్రాస్పింగ్. అండ్ ఆత్మగృహీతి మీన్స్ దర్ షుడ్ బి ది అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మా అలోన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వర్డ్ సత్ అకరింగ్ ఇన్ 6.2.1. చాందోగ్య. లైక్ వాట్? ఇతరవత్, జస్ట్ యాజ్ వి అండర్స్టాండ్ ఆత్మా అలోన్ ఇన్ ది బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ 4.3.7 మంత్ర. వి రెడ్ ఆల్ దాట్ ది పరమాత్మ. దెన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ వాట్? ఉత్తరాత్, ఉత్తరాత్ మీన్స్ ఉత్తరం, ద లేటర్ పోర్షన్. అండ్ హియర్ ఇట్ రిఫర్స్ టు ది 8th సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ 6th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ చాందోగ్య. ద వర్డ్ సత్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ సెక్షన్ అండ్ దాట్ వేగ్నెస్ ఈస్ క్లారిఫైడ్ ఇన్ 8th సెక్షన్. వి ఆల్రెడీ సెట్ ద వర్డ్ సత్ మీన్స్ వాట్, దట్ ఇస్ ద వేగ్నెస్ వాస్ దేర్ అండ్ దట్ ఇస్ క్లారిఫైడ్ ఇన్ ద 8th సెక్షన్. దర్ ఫోర్ సత్ ఈస్ ఆత్మ, ఆత్మ అలోన్ దట్ ఇస్ రివీల్డ్ దేర్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ దిస్ ఇస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద మోస్ట్ యునీక్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత. దట్ ఈస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ యాజ్ అన్ అల్టిమేట్ సబ్స్టెన్స్. నో సైంటిస్ట్ హ్యాస్ విజువలైజ్డ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ యాజ్ అ సబ్స్టెన్స్. దే ఆర్ స్టిల్ ట్రైంగ్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ యాజ్ ది అల్టిమేట్ ట్రూత్. వాట్ ఈస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ యాజ్ ది అల్టిమేట్ ట్రూత్ ఇస్ వాట్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ట్రైంగ్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్. వేదాంత సేస్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇస్ ది అల్టిమేట్ ట్రూత్ అండ్ సైంటిస్ట్ ఇస్ ఫైండింగ్ అవుట్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాన్షియస్ అండ్ వేదాంత సేస్ డోంట్ ఆస్క్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాన్షియస్. కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇస్ ది సబ్స్టెన్స్. ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్, కాన్షియస్నెస్, ది అల్టిమేట్ సబ్స్టెన్స్ ఇస్ ది మోస్ట్ యునీక్ అండ్ మైండ్ బాగ్లింగ్ టీచింగ్ విచ్ సైంటిస్ట్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు విజువలైజ్ అట్ ఆల్. వై సైంటిస్ట్? ఈవెన్ ఫర్ అస్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత, టు అక్సెప్ట్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఆర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఆస్ ద సబ్స్టెన్స్, చార్ ఎట్సెట్రా, అండ్ ద చార్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఆర్ ఓన్లీ అడ్జెక్టివ్స్, నామరూప, ఇస్ డిఫికల్ట్. ఫార్ మీ చార్ ఇస్ అ సబ్స్టెన్స్, బట్ హస్ టు సే చార్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ అన్ అడ్జెక్టివ్, నామరూప, ఇస్ డిఫికల్ట్. వాట్ ఇస్ అవర్ థింకింగ్ నౌ? చార్ ఇస్ అ సబ్స్టెన్స్ అండ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ఇస్ అన్ అడ్జెక్టివ్ ప్రాపర్టీ. Whereas Vedanta says existence is a substance and chair is only nama rupa property. Vedanta changed the adjective to noun and noun to adjective. If our buddhi can visualize this, then we have got really a very sukshma buddhi. That means I get to see all of you solid people, if you are all whomsoever shariri, solid people, all these people 120-160 pounds and all these as changing adjectives. I should see all of you as changing adjectives and I should recognize the changeless substance as what? The isness, the are-ness that is permeating all of you. Look at Vedanta. How it is proved? Uttarat, in the later portion. Now let us go to the next sutra, 17th sutra. First let us do the general analysis of this sutra. The Purvapakshi is not satisfied with the answer given in the previous sutra. Therefore, he argues further. Just because the later portion talks about Atma, I will not accept Sat as Atma, Purvapakshi says. Because in Mimamsa Shastra, there is a rule. Always, the rule is what? Always, the later portions are weaker, Durbhala. They say later portions are always weaker according to Mimamsa Shastra compared to the former portion in the Shastra. This is a general rule. And there are exceptions, of course, that I am not going to discuss those exceptions and all here. Even Panini grammar, this rule is there, it seems. I am not aware of those rules directly myself, even though I heard of that. And why we say the former is stronger and the later is Durbala? Because when you read the former portion, already the idea has taken place in the mind. Therefore, it is an idea already set in the mind. And the later portion is weaker because if it has to enter the buddhi, what it has to do? It has to first displace the former one. We have already learned something that is there set in the mind. So if you have to go to the later portion, first whatever you learned has to be displaced. Normally, I say jokingly, when students come to study Vedas and all that thing, I ask them first whether they have learned Veda anywhere else earlier. And if they say yes or something like that, then I ask from whom they learned and all that thing. And also even music or anything also. And many times what we need to do, if they are habituated to reciting in some manner, which may not be the appropriate manner. So we have to first try to undo what they have learned wrongly and then try to again teach something afresh. So this is the problem with many teachers also, with many people also. So here what happens, it's an idea already set in the mind and the later portion is weaker because it has to enter the buddhi, it has to displace the former one. Whereas the first portion has come like the first student. For example, if you come to first student, come to your class, there are so many chairs. So first student can occupy any chair in the hall. It's very easy because it is empty. He occupies the very first chair, let us say. Suppose the second person comes and wants to occupy the same chair, what should he do? He has to push him out. Displacement is required. Therefore, the later portion is durbaram, and this rule is called upakrama nyayah. In Mimamsa Shastra, this is called upakrama nyayah. Therefore, Purvapakshi says, by upakrama nyaya, displacement rule, we have understood the word sat as an abstract noun, which is called existence, not as a substance. And the statement that it is Atma occurs later, and therefore it is weaker. First, the word existence, Sat, when it comes, I take it as existence. But the statement that it is Atma, Sat is Atma, comes later, and therefore it is weaker. Therefore, I would say that is Atma should be understood only as Upasana, and not as a fact. It should be Upasana. And therefore, Chandogya 6th chapter, 8th section, 7th mantra says, Aitadatmyam idagam sarvam tat satyam sa atma. It is not a statement of fact because existence is only an abstract noun of a property. It is not a substance at all, according to Purush. Therefore, that idea we will not change. Therefore, existence as Atma should be understood as Upasana only and not as a factual statement of Paramatma. And therefore, Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter, it is not talking about Atma Vidya. It is talking about some Upasana. It is their contention. Then what does it talk about? Some abstract existence it talks about, maybe for Upasana purpose. Saha Atma is what? A form of Upasana according to them. Upon that abstract existence to glorify that. This may be Arthavada. This is Purvapakshi. Now Siddhanta says that we cannot argue like that. And we should understand the word Sat as Atma only. Because the Upanishad clarifies that in the later portions. If you do a research of Sashtadhyaya, 6th chapter of Chandogya, you can conclude that Sat is Atma. It is not an imagination that you do, but it is a fact. How does the later portion support that? Vyasacharya does not say, but Shankaracharya gives different clues, which we'll see later though. We will see the word analysis now and go for the clues and all later. First, let us do the running meaning. Even though we have done for each interpretation, we have to do this. So let us not think that we already done this earlier, we have to do again. For each interpretation, we have to do that. First portion is Purvapakshi's portion and the second portion is Siddhanta portion in the sutra. Anvayat. Anvayat means from the context. We have to supply this is not proper. From the context, this is not proper. Iti chet. This is Siddhanta. If this is what is said from the context, it is not proper. Our answer is, if this is your contention, syat, we say it is proper. Avadharanat. Because this is substantiated by Shruti itself, Veda itself, Upanishad itself. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Anvayat. Anvaya means because of the context. What Purvapakshi means by the word context is this Upakrama Nyaya, which comes in the beginning. And that Upakrama Nyaya is powerful, and the word Sat means existence, and existence is an abstract noun, and it refers to a property or generality only. And therefore, you should not interpret it as a substance. This is all Purvapakshi's contention. Therefore, Anvaya refers to the Upakrama Nyaya. It does not support you, the Siddhanti. So Upakrama Nyayat Satchabdaha Na Atma Vachi. That is his contention. Iti Chet. If this is your contention, now Siddhanta tells, Iti Chet, if this is your contention, Evam Syat, our interpretation is proper. In spite of your Upakrama Nyaya, we can overrule Upakrama Nyaya. Even though the Nyaya is acceptable to us, the displacement rule, it is acceptable to us, still we can overrule the Upakrama Nyaya and conclude that Sat is substance, Atma, and not some generality. That is correct. It is possible. That is Siddhanti's contention. So what is your support for that, if you ask? He also says, it is avadharana, Siddhanti says. My interpretation is confirmed by the Upanishad itself. Avadharana means substantiation, confirmation, reinforcement, validation, all those. Therefore, the conclusion is what? Sat is equal to Atma only. And Sat Vidya is Atma Vidya. And therefore, both Chandogya Upanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, they talk about Atma Vidya only. Therefore, it is not Vidya Bedaha, but Vidya Aikyam only. Therefore, Gunopasamhara is possible. They are considered one and the same upasanas. Now, our question is, what is the substantiating features in the sixth chapter of Chandogya? I just mentioned, I will come to the clues later. That's what we are going to do now. What are the substantiating features for the sixth chapter mantras, Chandogya? Based on the Bhashyam of Shankaracharya, we can give six clues of supporting features. The first one is, the very word Sat does not mean a property at all. If you take it as a property, then it is your problem. Who says? Siddhantin tells to Purvapakshi. If you take the word Sat as a property, that is your problem. You are taking Sat as Satta Jatihi. Then it will mean the generality revealed by the abstract noun of the property. But if you grammatically study the word Sat, it only means that fundamental substance which ever is. Because the word Sat is derived from the root as dhatu, to exist. Parasmaipadi, that. So from that root, the word Sat is formed and is the present active participle usage. Sat is formed from the as dhatu. So it is the present active participle usage. In English, it is being, human being, that being. It's like a person who is going, coming. And the present participle refers to the substance and not property. Who is coming? Who is going, the coming, they all refer to the person who is going, person who is coming. Similarly, the word Sat refers to the being which ever is. That being is ever is. And therefore, Sat is not a property. That's why I always tell, without the knowledge, maybe the in English, they translated the word a man as human being, a person as a human being. Therefore, Sat is not a property, whether they knew any Jivatma or Paramatma or that thing, but the word being is like that. Sat is not a property, and therefore, it can refer to Atma, no issue on that at all. This is our first clue. And the second one is, after talking about Sat, the Upanishad refers to Sat as the creator who visualizes the whole universe and thereafter creates the elements, which comes in Chandogya Upanishad, sixth chapter, second section, third mantra. Tadaikshata bahusyam praja yeyeti tat tejo srijata, and all that. So the Upanishad says that Sat visualized the whole creation. Tadaikshata Bhavustyam Prajaya Yeti Tatejo Asrujata. And said, let me become many. And Tatejo Asrujata Tateja Ikshata Bhavustyam Prajaya Yeti Tadapo Asrujata. Then Ta Apa Ikshanta Bhakpyaham Syama Prajaya Mahiti Ta Annam Asrujanta. All that srishti. So Sat is presented as the creator or visualizer, and from this also we know that Sat has to be the very Paramatma alone. If Sat is a property, how can property visualize and create something? So what is the second argument now? Ikshana srishtyadikam atmanam suchayati. Visualization, ikshana, and creation, srishtyadikam. By visualization and creation, by Sat, it indicates Sat is Atma, Atmanam Suchayati. That is a clue, Atma as presented in Taittiriya Upanishad, Aitireya Upanishad Sutra. Tasmadvaye tasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha. Taittiriya. This is the second clue. Then the third clue is, the Upanishad itself later says, Tat Satyam. In Chandogya 6th chapter 8th section, 7th mantra, it says, Aitadatyam idagum sarvam tat satyam sa atma tattvamasi shvetaketo. Tat satyam sa atma. And in this mantra, the relevant portion is what? Tat satyam, which means that is the absolute reality. And here the pronoun is used, namely that, tat. That is the reality. Now, naturally, the question will be what? What does it refer to, that pronoun refer to? Since the context is Sat, the creator, and from the Sat Vastu, the Jagat Karanam, the whole creation is talked about. And at the end, the Upanishad says, that is reality, Tat Satyam. And from this, we come to know that the Sat said in the beginning is Satyam alone. And from that we can conclude that Sat has to be Atma alone, because Atma alone is Satyam. If Sat is something else other than Atma, the Sat has to be then Anatma. Then Tat Satyam will mean Anatma is Satyam. This cannot be possible. Therefore, Sat has to be understood as Atma alone. This is the third argument. Then the fourth argument that Shankaracharya gives is, the equation Sat as Atma comes later only. Tattvam Asi comes later in 6.8.7 of Chandogya. The mantra that we saw, Aitadatmyam Idagam Sarvam Tat Satyam, in that mantra, the next line is, Saha Atma Tattvam Asi Shvetaketo Iti. So the Upanishad itself equates Sat with Atma, Saha Atma. And when we pointed out this equation, the Purvapakshi, what did he say? You do not take the equation seriously. Whenever you want to make a point, he says, don't take it seriously. This is his problem. It may be a glorification. It may be an Arthavada. Like someone else saying, you are Indra and all that thing, right? Indra, Chandra and all you say to people. Don't take it seriously. They are like Indra. Purvapakshi refused to accept the equation. Purvapakshi refused to accept the equation, because he, by saying that is a glorification, and therefore do not take it seriously. And Shankaracharya says, you cannot ignore this equation, because the Upanishad does not want us to ignore this equation. Upanishad does not want you to ignore. You cannot ignore, because Upanishad does not want you to. Tat Satyam Sahatma. Sat, the creator, is you, the Atma. Upanishad does not want us to take it lightly, this statement. And how does the Upanishad emphasize that something should not be taken lightly and is serious? What do we do? For example, when we send an invitation for a wedding in those days, we say, please come with relatives and friends 4 days ahead and conduct the wedding. Ishtamitra Bandhukulu and all that thing come 4 days ahead and help conduct the wedding. That's what we put. This is a formal, maybe from 17th century, it is there, I guess. Invitation practice. We don't take it seriously when they invite us like that. Don't go there 4 days ahead in advance with an army of people. We don't do that. For all that, even the bridegroom and the bride might not have come or might be coming one day early only. Therefore, in verbal communication, it is a problem. Therefore, how do we know which one is serious and which one is not? In Mimamsa Shastra, it is said clearly, whenever you are serious about something, what do? You repeat the same thing many times. Repetition is one of the methods of communicating seriousness. We go on repeating, and repetition or abhyasaha is one tatparya lingam. Tatparya lingam it is. And Upanishad knows that there are people who will take it lightly. And therefore, what does the Upanishad do? It repeats the statement tatvam asi 9 times. And therefore, Shankaracharya argues, you cannot take it lightly as glorification, arthavada. But the equation is a fact. And what is the equation? Tat satyam sa atma. And what does the equation mean? It means sat, the creator, is the atma. And therefore, sadvidya is atmavidya. And therefore, Atmavidya given in Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad and the Atmavidya said in the Sadvidya of Chandogya Upanishad, they are Ekavidya, one and the same only. Therefore, Gunopasamhara Nyaya can be applied. This is Shankaracharya's fourth argument. Then the fifth argument is given in the later portion in the Upanishad itself. The teacher analyzes the Sushupti Avastha. In the mantra, in the 6th chapter, 8th section, first mantra, Swapnantam me somya vijani hiti yatraitat purushaha swapiti nama. He got a title, Swapiti nama. So Sushupti Vichara is there. In sleep analysis. Sushupti Vichara, inquiry into sleep. Analysis of Sushupti. The Upanishad says, that the jiva resolves into its swarupa in sushupti, the real nature. Real nature, the jiva resolves into its real nature during sushupti. Swam apito bhavati. Swam means swarupam, atmanam. And then what does it do? The very same Upanishad says, that means jiva resolves into sat. Sata somya tada sampanno bhavati. Tasmadenagum swapititya chakshate saswam hyapito bhavati. Now, if you look at the two statements, jiva resolves into its swarupam atma is one statement. And the next statement is jiva resolves into sat. And equating these two, what do we get? In sushupti, jiva resolves into atma. And in sushupti, jiva resolves into sat. And therefore, Sat and Atma are identical. Therefore, Sushupti Prakarana Vichara Adapi Sat Atmanoho Aikyam Nyayate. Tasmad Sat Vidya Atma Vidya Eva Bhavitmarhati. This is the fifth argument. And the sixth and the final argument, we'll see that also. In the introduction to Chandogya Upanishad, in the 6th chapter, the teacher says, Sat is the original cause of the creation. This is actually a slightly involved argument, not too much, but slightly. And the Upanishad teacher says, since Sat is Karanam of everything, and since everything else is Karyam, Karana Sat Vijnanena Karya Vijnanam Bhavati. This is well known, Yega Vijnanena Sarva Vijna Pratijna. This we have seen many times. This is another topic, very important topic in Vedanta. Vedantic students must be familiar with these topics almost in fingertips if you want to really pursue Vedanta. So by knowing Sat, everything else is known. That is Ekavijnana Sarvijnana, that Pratijnana. And Shankaracharya's argument is, suppose Atma is not Sat. Then the question will be what? Can you know the Atma by knowing Sat? If Atma is not Sat, can you know the Atma by knowing Sat? If Atma and Sat are different, then Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam Bhavati Va Na Va is the question. And Shankaracharya argues, if Atma is not Sat, this Pratijna won't happen. Why? If Atma is different from Sat, Sat Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam will be possible. Only if Atma is the product of Sat. All others should be Karyam, that's what we said. By Karana Vijnanena, all the Karya Vijnanam you will know, only all the products. If you want to put it differently, Sat is there and the world is there, let us say. And if you gain the knowledge of Sat, everything else is known, the entire world is known. Because by gaining the knowledge of Sat, Sat is known and world is also known because world is the product of Sat. Then is Atma, which is different from Sat, is it a product of Sat? If Atma is the product of Sat, then Sat Vijnanenam Atma Vijnanam is possible. Because Atma is different from Sat and it is a product of Sat. But the problem is what? Atma cannot be a product of Sat because Atma is Nityaha and therefore Atma is not a product of Sat. So if Atma is different from Sat and Atma is not a product of Sat, then Eka Sat Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam Na Bhavati. By knowing Sat alone, you cannot know everything else. This is the argument. So if it is understood, it will be interesting. If it will not, don't bother. This is Eka Vijnanena Eka Vijnana Pratijna Hanihi. That will be violated. So if the Sat is not Atma, Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnana Pratijna will not work. Because of these six clues, Shankaracharya concludes that Sat is Atma alone. And therefore, Sadvidya is Atma Vidya only. And therefore, Atma Vidya of Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter and Atma Vidya of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 3rd chapter and 4th chapters are one and the same. And therefore, Gunopasamhara is possible. One can do same upasana for both. With this theme, 8th Adhikaranam is also over. Now I will introduce the 9th Adhikaranam in the next class. Yo Vedadau Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakritilina Seya Parasamaheshwaraha Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Shri Krishna Namastu Narayana.